Joining us now is Larry Levine, Senior Attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council's Water Program. The NRDC has issued a brief called The Green Edge, How Commercial Property Investment in Green Infrastructure Creates Value. Larry, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, a quick definition of green infrastructure. What is it exactly?
Well, green infrastructure, really in simplest terms, is about greening our neighborhoods, greening the urban landscape in a very literal way with plants, with vegetation that can mimic the way nature handles rainwater. Our cities, as they develop, become very impervious to rain. All those hard surfaces, rooftops, roadways, parking lots, leave nowhere for rainwater to go except into our sewer systems. And our antiquated sewers don't really have the capacity to handle them. So in places like Philadelphia, we end up with sewer overflows, literally untreated sewage in our local waterways when it rains. And a great way to prevent that is by keeping some of that rainwater out of our sewer system, giving it a place to go, to absorb it into soils and groundwater, and to use it as a resource to support trees and plant life, open space, that help to beautify and improve the quality of life in our city, and to provide a whole range of additional benefits, like helping to cool and cleanse the air.
Well, also, the NRDC is saying to commercial entities, invest in green infrastructure and save money.
That's exactly right. Commercial property owners, by investing in things like green rooftops and rain gardens and tree plantings on their property, can not only help contribute to solving this societal problem, this environmental problem, but can also reap real and meaningful benefits on their bottom line. And that includes everything from energy savings, because things like green roofs work as insulation on a rooftop and help reduce both cooling and heating costs. Trees provide shading and are actually documented to provide quantifiable savings on energy bills as a result.
Capital costs can be more expensive, say, for a parking lot operator to install permeable pavement as opposed to traditional concrete. Could you address that?
Yeah, well, you know, permeable pavement is actually a great example. There can be increased upfront costs at times, but the life cycle costs over the lifetime of that parking lot, when you consider the maintenance as well as the installation, the life cycle costs can actually be lower.
So are you urging businesses then to look at the big picture?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's important, not just in terms of thinking about short-term costs and long-term savings, but also thinking about how all of these different sorts of benefits add up, how different types of green infrastructure installations in combination can yield all these different types of benefits, energy savings, increased retail sales, increased rent, and so forth. And that adds up over a long-term 40-year planning horizon. Multiple millions of dollars per property in value can be created when you look at the big picture and this whole range of benefits.
Let's put Philadelphia under the microscope. In Philly, there are monetary incentives to put green roofs up, say. Let's get into some of those. A credit of 25% up to $100,000?
The city recognizes that by incentivizing private property owners to use these green infrastructure practices, it helps contribute towards the city's own environmental goals and helps reduce the cost for everyone, for all ratepayers, of meeting our clean water obligations. So the city has this tax credit that you mentioned for green roofs. It also has a direct grant program for retrofits of existing property with green infrastructure, and it's in each of the last few years has provided several million dollars in grants to dozens of individual projects.
Are these efforts being recognized elsewhere and even influencing other municipalities?
Yes, absolutely. Philadelphia's Green City Clean Waters program has gotten a lot of attention nationwide. It's been highlighted by the U.S. EPA as something that other cities are encouraged to do. And NRDC, where I work, and other groups have also been highlighting it and using it as a nationwide example.
So, Larry, if you had to give Philly a grade on its effort to encourage green infrastructure, what would it be?
Well, you know, I'd say it's an A right now, but it's a long-term process is what's important to understand. It's a 25-year plan that the city has, and so that grade essentially is always going to be provisional until the city reaches its ultimate targets of greening a third of the impervious space in the city, taking all that pavement, rooftops, all these other spaces that are barriers to water and making them like sponges, making them green space that can soak up that water. It's a long-term process. Right now, they're on a great track with a lot more work to go.
Larry Levine, thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me.